guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine.
Morena, Rachel. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes, I did. Excited to answer some questions again this fine Monday.
Yes, this fine Monday we have some union questions for you.
Yep.
The first one, I think, is actually... it's one of those questions I think maybe a lot of people have been wondering and been a little bit too afraid to ask. So I'm very glad that this person has texted this in. Someone said, I really like the idea of a union, but I'm not fully sure what it is. What actually is it? Can you kind of explain, I guess, like, what is the point of a union? Why do we have them, Justine?
I think that's a really good question because I have to be honest, when I first started working, I had the exact same question. Like, everybody kind of knows unions exist, but we're not quite sure what exactly they are. So I guess let me try and explain this. It is an association of workers in a trade or a group of trades or a profession that is formed to protect and further their rights and interests. So basically, it's an organization that was created by workers for workers to allow them to come together to represent their interests. And it kind of, unions recognize that management and employees have different interests a lot of the time because, you know, you want to have better benefits, better entitlements, maybe a higher wage, and obviously a company wants to, lowering labor cost is important for them because they want to obviously increase their profits. So oftentimes you have different interests. So it's really important that you have an organization that is for you and by you that can kind of further your interests because that's not going to be the company. So workers have their interests, management have their interests, and unions are about representing workers' interests. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. That's a great explanation of it. We've got a question here from someone who said, who do I have to notify about joining the union, and could it put my employment in danger?
You do not have to notify your boss that you've joined the union. It shouldn't put your employment in danger because it would be illegal if it did. That said, I mean, some employers are anti-union and will often discriminate against people, but you would have legal, as I said, that is illegal. So if that is happening, if that's happening in any kind of workplace, that needs to be dealt with. Because it's not okay. It's like discrimination on the basis of like political views or, you know, identity. It is illegal. So just to put that out there, because I know there is anti-union sentiments, but it's not okay and it's not acceptable and it is illegal. So you do not have to notify your employer. A lot of people do join the union and they do it via payroll. So the employer knows because it's via payroll, but you actually these days can just join with your debit card or whatever, and you can just join straight up with the union, so your boss doesn't even need to know. Yeah.
Someone's asked, I started working for this company as part-time on a lower pay rate than the full-timers, but now I'm working full-time or 5 days at least most weeks. Is there anything I can do to get equal pay to my full-time colleagues?
So, firstly, you shouldn't be on a lower pay rate just because you're a part-timer. Like, I hope there's another reason, you know, a legitimate reason, because the amount of hours you work is not a legitimate reason for being on a lower rate than the full-timers if you're doing the same job, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of where you have to start with. Like, we're doing the same job. Think about, you know, I think, do you have as much experience as them? Have you been there? How long have you been there? How long have they been there? I would have a conversation. I mean, last week we talked about how to ask for a pay rise, and I think the same kind of rules apply. But in this case, I think it's really clear if you're doing the same job and... as your colleagues, you should be getting paid the same, and that's leverage that you can use. So I would certainly talk to management about that.
And our last question we've got this morning is, how much flexibility should I have with negotiating my hours as a part-timer? Should I have to find cover for my own shifts at work?
So usually part-timers have fixed days that they work or fixed shifts, and that should be in their contract. Now, I'm assuming this person doesn't have that and they just have a number of hours in their contract and that kind of shift.
Right.
Around. And so because of that, the employer is expecting flexibility, but flexibility is a two-way street. So You shouldn't be expected, if you're required to be flexible, they should be able to be flexible as well, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to find cover. I mean, I can't think of any situation where you are required to find cover for a shift. I mean, sometimes it's nice to help out if you have to take, you know, like unexpected leave to find cover for a shift because you're just being, you know, helpful. But ultimately, that responsibility lies with your manager. And especially if you're required to work flexible shifts and your work times change, that, you know, the roster lies with your manager. And I just, it's not your responsibility. You're not a shift coordinator, or unless you are, in which case you should be paid for it.
Which is a whole other kettle of fish.
Yeah, exactly. So, not really. I kind of maybe need a little bit more detail. So if this person wants to, you know, send in a little bit more detail, maybe I can answer this next week because I need to know maybe a little bit more about what's going on. But it is your manager's responsibility to sort out cover for a shift.
Good to know. Well, thank you very much for that, Justine. Useful advice as per. If people want to send in questions, they can do that to 5395, and we will put all of them to you next week, Justine.
Sounds good.
See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.